At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are going to continue on with your phone calls and... Laffy, I don't have the call thing up screen with me, so who are we going to next? Let's go to, I don't know. I don't see no names on this thing.
Here, I gotcha.
I never thought I'd say this, but I missed Jeff.
Huh?
Because I'm using my IFB instead, and my earpiece just fell out. But don't worry. I'm on it. All right, we're back.
This one's a big one fall.
JR, take it easy. Yo, it was so cold last night and windy. My ears on television at 1 in the morning just looked gigantic. I looked like Rudolph, except instead of
nose,
they
don't look like that normally?
They were bright red, Brian.
Okay.
JR, the hater's on the line.
What's up, hater?
What's up, JR?
What's up, fellas? How are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
Good.
It was good, man. How was yours?
Good. It was ended, honestly, I was thrilled with last night. Like, the fact that we saw a team that, as Commanders fans, we could be proud of. Because, like, the previous 6 or 7 weeks, let's be honest, no one was proud to be a Commanders fan after showing of whatever the heck we were watching, especially, like, Seattle and the list goes on, Dallas, all that stuff. And I have to say, a defense that not much changed in the offseason, having all kinds of injuries now. The Dan Quinn stepped up. And in 2 weeks, you could see a huge difference in, like, defense against one of the best teams in football right now. Like, you got to give mad props to Dan Quinn as a defensive guru because it shone through. But, like, I have to go back because, like, I called you guys last year. And I was like, guys, what's up with this defense? Is it coaching or players? And you guys were like, no, it's players. It's not coaching. Yet last year's defense in the fourth quarter was the worst defense. And then we had a horrible defense. Why did he wait till now? Like, I want to trust Dan Quinn as the head coach. But why does it take over 2 seasons of bad defense for him, like, you know what, I should probably step up and do something? This should have been done, like, week 2, week 3, or the end of last year, in the offseason, something along those lines. And so, like, clearly a defensive guru. Clearly he can motivate and push, like, the right buttons sometimes. Where was the pushing the right buttons a few weeks ago? Or was the defense just so bad,
so
pushing
JR,
the buttons didn't matter? Who knows?
I think it's fair, dude. I mean, I've been saying it for a couple weeks now that you can question the timeline of it. I think that's legitimate. I think, though, this is one of those situations you take the good with the bad, because what DQ has made clear is that he considers himself like a developer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about wanting to develop his staff as well as his players. And I think... he and Joe Witt have this incredibly close relationship. They've been coaching together multiple years, probably close to a decade if I had to do the math. And I think he saw his role was to develop Joe as a DC and maybe get him a head coaching opportunity down the line. And I think in this situation, it didn't work. But I think that loyalty and that that mindset is what makes his players go out last night at 3-8 and scratch and claw and for everything. You know what I mean?
Like, in spite of having touchdowns called back on ridiculous calls.
Right.
Like, now for me here in Boston, in New England, where I watch friggin' Belichick, the defensive guru, time and time again, step in all the time. Like, for me, that's probably why I've been screaming about it, because I saw how a head coach could step in and support, like, the defensive coaches without throwing them under the bus or calling them out or whatever, but really being involved, you know, with that while developing. You know, so maybe I'm more used to seeing a head coach, obviously, you know, one of the best, like, ever, step in, defensive guru like this, where I'm really expecting Dan Quinn to be like, he should have done this beforehand. There's, in spite of, like, injuries, this team should have at least 4 or 5 more wins. If he had done this early in the year, we're playing football. Like,
but the, based off of what you're saying, just to buck back a little bit against you, they haven't won a game since he started calling it still, though.
That's true.
So, I mean, I understand what you're saying. It's not a guarantee that they were going to win those 4 or 5 games, what you're saying. And then coaches don't just fire people like crazy these days. Normally when a person is fired, it's when management gets involved, to be totally honest with you.
Yep.
I think.
No. And I don't think Joe should be fired at all. Like, I like how they handled it. Like, that was credit. I mean, that was integrity. That was character, which is why I like Dan Quinn. But, like, I think you Finley said this earlier in, like, the show, like, after you guys did a great interview with Theismann. But, like, the entire idea of, like, why wasn't he doing this behind the scenes? Why wasn't he doing this in practice? Like, you'd even needed to outwardly announce, I'm demoting him, I'm taking over. Hey, we're changing things up, we're doing stuff, Joe, we've got this, you know. You didn't even announce it because Joe's still there. Like, a lot of these things that are happening the last 2 weeks could have easily happened without throwing anyone under the bus and whatnot. And so, like, that's where my frustration is, because, like, I mean, I run a company. And then, like, Finley, I force my guys to listen to Christmas music starting today until Christmas on the job sites and whatnot, because I don't hate Christmas. However, you know, you still, he's got to run the company.
I don't hate Christmas, dude. It's just it's a lot of music.
I know, I'm joking.
Thanks for the call,
bro. I have a box marked Christmas books, too.
So. I appreciate it, man. Take care.
God bless.
All right, man.
I don't hate Christmas. We got four hours a day for 4 weeks before Christmas. You tell me every rejoin is going to be
just do what you normally
Elvis.
Do. Ignore everything
just,
around
just
you.
Stand
just
in
do
the hallway
what you do.
Until we're back in a segment. Let's go to Drew in Forestville. What's up, Drew?
Hey, JP. Hey, be missed. Love both of you guys.
Appreciate you.
I know it's Misery Monday, but, you know, it was a tough game to watch last night. And I just want to say that I'm glad that somebody let Chris Rodriguez out of the witness protection program and let him run the football. We need to do more of that to be successful. Also, I'm proud of Marcus Mariota. He did all he can do. Of course, he's not Jaden, but he's doing what he can do. And I'm proud of the defense. I'm glad of what they did. It was good to see Bobby Wagner get that interception. He read it. He reacted. When I played football, that's what my coaches told me to do, read and react, and he made a play. Also, I just want to say I'm thinking about Mr. Josh Harris, Magic Johnson, and the rest of the ownership group. I hope that they keeping their heads up, you know, because they have to run around and be seen, and people talk about them. So thank you for taking my call.
Thanks,
love
dude.
You, B-Mitch.
Right.
Waiting for you to get the Hall of Fame, B-Mitch. I'm coming to Ohio when you get there.
All right, man.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
There's a big part of me that, like, it's tough to just be proud of effort in a loss. You know what I mean? Like, ultimately, it's a results-driven business. But I think it was so obvious the impact Terry McLaurin makes offensively. And it just opened so much up in that game. You know who looked a lot better? Debo.
You know, which in turn, that what Terry helps the offense helps defense.
Totally.
Would you say they went on an 18-play drive, right? Who's sitting on the sideline for 18 plays resting?
I mean,
if you look at how things have been, it's been three and out, four and out, three and out, four and out. Defense always on the field. When you're tired as hell, you can't really, really go out there and play and produce.
Their possessions last night, in the first possession of the game, was 10 plays. This is crazy. They had a 10-play drive for 35 yards that ended in a punt. But still, it was a 10-play drive. They had the ball for about 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Their first touchdown drive was 11 plays for 68 yards. Even the interception that Marcus threw was a 9-play drive. Then early, to start the second half, they had the 10-play 72-yarder, the 18-play field goal drive at the end of regulation, and then the 11-play 70-yard drive to score in overtime. The complimentary football last night worked in a way it hasn't all year, frankly. Let's go to Jacob is in Davidsonville. What's up, Jake?
Hey, B. Mitch, JP, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, guys. How you doing?
We're good, dude.
Man, I love this show. I love y'all's passion for this team. And I'm hyped. I'm feeling good. It's been a while since I've been able to put some smiles on the face watching this team. It's a source of joy for me and my family. We've been fans forever watching B. Mitch play. And Marcus Mariota is the best backup quarterback in the NFL. He gets a contract for next year for what he did last night. Burks, give him another contract for that catch that he did last night. These guys' effort last night, I agree with Joe Theismann. That was a great segment, by the way. You guys, that was really awesome. This team came out and showed up. We needed that. It's like, man, I'm feeling great being around family and Thanksgiving, and then I get to watch my team compete with one of the best teams in the NFL. 3-18 goes up against a 9-2 team. Nobody gave us a chance, but Dan Quinn got the boys ready. They went out there and they played, and it was great to watch. I'm feeling great about this. I mean, it's the best possible outcome. You lost by 1 point, but you went out there and you did your thing. You went for 2 points, and a matter of inches is a win or a loss. And that's what this game comes down to. I love this show. I love this team. I'm feeling great about next week. Let's go in there. Let's punch the Vikings in the mouth. And let's go beat some divisional teams.
All right.
Love this team.
Appreciate that, brother.
Appreciate the call, man. I got to check in with Jim Andrew Mullins real quick. Landy, are you surprised by the level of positivity coming off a loss in a team that's 3-9?
Honestly, not. I was watching the game last night, and I felt pretty good about it. Obviously, I wanted them to win, but they actually looked like a team that I could enjoy watching for the first time in a couple of months. You know, they were just getting their asses kicked with all those blowout wins, and then that game in Spain was. I know it was close. I mean, it went to overtime, but it wasn't a good game. Yeah.
No, it was a bad game.
No. Like frankly, most of the European games are, it was a bad game. But it was fun watching them last night. And, you know, to be totally honest with you, they could have easily kicked the extra point there and extended the game. But they went for the win. It was an aggressive move. It didn't work out. But, you know, like, they're 3-8. The season's essentially over. I kind of like the fact that they just YOLO'd it. And it was fun to watch.
I honestly think...
I was asking for that go for two.
I think had they kicked and then lost, people would feel way worse about it.
It would be a lot of people destroying.
Put your chips in the middle of the table and go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I
was happy they did.
Me too, me too.
Because I had to sit outside in the cold.
Let's go to Deacon, the one and only. Deacon, what's up, man?
Oh, man, baby, we had a game last night, baby. So I just want to say, I don't know. We got to do something about that zone, man. I don't know. We got to bring on board some puppies or dogs, really, that are puppies that can take the place of these guys that are on the front line. Like, no disrespect to nobody, B. I'm a warrior. No disrespect to Bobby Wagner. He's not our zone man. He comes in to relieve the guy and you know, adds that spark. But we need a dog out there. He can go, like, you know, 60 minutes or 40 minutes covering zone coverages. And, you know, he's not the only weak link in the chain. I also think that Mariota, you just need to go somewhere and learn how to throw the ball over somebody that's jumping. You did a great job last night, man. But don't forget, you know, games are won in inches. You know what I mean? So just a few more inches over the top of that guy jumping. That was home base. That was a touchdown all the way. So, you know, good game, though. I ain't mad at nobody. You know, we got a 3-8 record. Let's get some new dogs up in here. Let's get some hungry puppies. Let's go out and get some of them boys that's playing ball, that's throwing their body, and learning how to read defenses and offenses so that we can win some games.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you, Deke. Fired up?
Yes, sir.
Puppies,
folks are fired up,
some
man.
Puppies in here, baby. But you know what, though? I just think that you can be a person where you go into the season with an expectation, and then things go wrong, and you can keep expecting what you thought at the beginning of the season, even though you see things have happened that no longer it's no longer there. Or you can start to say, okay, how are they going to fix this thing? Because for me, I'm looking at this year, it ain't finna happen. And next year, I don't want to be thinking about this year. I hope they learn everything they need to learn moving forward to where we don't experience this one again. You know what I mean? And when you start seeing the growth 2 weeks ago, and then now, last night, you expect things to start getting better. You got, what, five more games left?
Five.
Five games left, and then we will be discussing the offseason because it's going to be here. It's going to be among us. And then you got to worry about how to take what you have and make sure you get the best of what you have so you can add little pieces to it and move forward. And a lot of those pieces need to be a little bit young.
Yeah. You know, I think there's like parallel tracks here with finishing the season strong.
Yeah.
Showing something.
Yes.
Versus what is probably a far more significant overhaul coming in the offseason than we saw last year. I think last year they kind of tried to chase the success they had, didn't think big picture, and I think that will look a lot different this offseason. I'm going to sneak one more in here. My man Steve's been on hold a while.
What's up, Steve?
What's up, Steven?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening?
Thank you for taking my call. See, Mitch, can we clone you for somebody back there, man? We can return punts or something, brother? Because if we had one more good guy that could do that more consistent, man. But let me tell you
what. You put me back there. It won't look very good right now. I can tell you that.
Well, we can take what we can get, big brother. I appreciate you. Listen, let me tell you what my beef is. And I see this, and I've got some. We can look at this game and the last game with Detroit. That these officials, I don't know, man. It seems like you can't talk bad about them. I mean, they make bad calls. We always say that they can't win or lose a game, but what they can do is change the momentum in a game with a bad call. And I see this in the Detroit game where the dude hit Darrion Page right in front of the ref, and the ref didn't throw a flag. This week, we got a guy who trips up a player with his foot. The referee must be 4 feet from him and don't throw the flag. It boggles my mind that, you know, we hold coaches accountable, we hold players accountable, but we don't hold the officials accountable. And it just get in my call when I see bad calls week after week, play after play, that nothing is being done. We have replay, but hey, it's only limited what they can do with replay. So that's where I'm really feeling this thing that that officials seem to be untouchable, or that they seem to be bigger than the game. The game should be bigger than officiating. Mm-hmm. Nothing is bigger than the game.
Man, and you sound just like me, to be honest with you. I look at officials and flight attendants the same way.
Yeah.
There are people that can walk into a situation with an attitude, and you're blamed for everything that you say. Everything that, you can't respond in a
That's
negative
a
way.
Remarkable.
I'm being real, bro.
And I love it.
Look, I walk on the airplane, and there's sometimes where you're being nice, and you get that attitude. You're like, okay, don't say nothing back. A official right. can be pissed off. Make the wrong call. You question him, and he could throw a flag on you because he think you were disrespectful. You know, they changed the flow of games, dog.
I had never thought of that. Yo, thank you, Steve. Good call, man. Appreciate you.
But like he said, no, they don't win a game. They don't lose a game. But they damn sure could change a game.
Sure.
And it's not, like I say it all the time in basketball, when you watch a referee call stuff early, you change the whole flow of the game. In football, if one guy is doing something and they're not calling him, and you do the same thing and you get called, the rest of the game, you're worried, right?
Totally.
So they change the flow of games, and they do it. And this is the thing about it. A lot of these referees have been horrible this year. But you don't see them not refereeing the next week. They out there again. You have crews who you know the personality of this crew is to call a bunch of BS.
It's trash.
And they call it all the time. They still put them out there, though. They don't change up anything about it.
Totally.
So the league has to find a way to, if you want to tell me, like people keep saying, man, the NFL rigged, didn't it? I'm like, the players damn sure not rigging nothing. If it's rigged, it's going to be rigged on another side. And only people can rig a game are the damn officials. So you better make sure that they're calling things on a consistent basis or people will start thinking some stuff, believe me, because they're already thinking it anyway.
Well said, Brian. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.